Wednesday morning. Freddie P. from CanadianThinker.com is on the line. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, fellas. How are we today?
Good. How are you, Freddie?
Right on.
Freddie, there's issues all over the world. Libya, Iran, Iraq, you got Afghanistan problems. But one issue that you're bringing to the table that really isn't making the late night news is the crisis in Afghanistan.
Yes, boys. Crisis in Afghanistan. What do they do? What do they do in Afghanistan now?
What's happening over there, Freddie?
Well, here's the deal. They got a team that qualified for the playoffs last night and but probably won't go far in the playoffs. So is a couple of playoff games worth the rioting, the fires, the destruction, the unrest in the streets that Afghanistan will suffer when the Habs lose a game or two?
Yeah, I guess they've got some real issues with city council, and they can't afford the cost of the extra policing if they go deep in the playoffs.
Oh, no, absolutely not, because as you know, fellows, Montreal, let's call it Montreal for a second,
okay,
has a wild and crazy history of rioting during Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yes.
We saw it last year. We saw it, I think, the year before. These people really don't know how to behave themselves during the playoffs. And it's interesting, you know, having won, 25, 26 Stanley Cups in ancient history. They haven't won one in about 20 years. They still hold on to this, and they think they have a God-given right to the cup every year. So if they lose a game, they think torching police cars and attacking each other and looting stores is the proper response.
Well, I always find when I watch a Red Wings game, when they won the Stanley Cup, when I've seen them, the one thing that I really get the urge to do is to push around old women in the street. That really makes me excited for the big victory.
This is what I'm saying. And, you know, here's the part that I really love. Now, someone from Afghanistan often criticizes a Toronto Maple Leaf fan mm-hmm. for honking horns, waving flags, marching down Yonge Street after a victory. You know, in an orderly, fun, joyous fashion.
Right.
They ridicule Maple Leaf fans for this because they think the proper response to even sometimes victory
yeah.
is to run roughshod over your city.
Right. They like to go and burn an orphanage or two.
I don't know. Maybe an orphanage. I don't know. I haven't checked my list lately.
Now, is Afghanistan and Montreal, is it just there that this seems to happen? I'm thinking of other big sports markets, and I know in the States sometimes you'll get some turmoil, but it's more due to a loss, I think, rather than a victory. They really
well,
have this.
Well, this is it. In Afghanistan, you know, more often than not, the reaction is to a loss, not a victory. Although they have, in victory, lost control. They are a unique bunch in Afghanistan, Craig. And as I say, it all winds back to the fact that they think they have this God-given right to the Stanley Cup every year. But my goodness, it's pushing 20 years, two decades. Get over it, people.
Don't worry, though, Freddie. If the season ended today, they'd play Boston in the first round. You get this big matchup to get back at him for hitting Max Pacioretty, and you lose 7-0.
It'll be interesting, yeah. Who knows what the people of Afghanistan will do? If they meet the Bruins, will they be sort of sacrificing little bear cubs in the streets as a message?
I think
Is
so.
Is this what they'll do?
Maybe.
Yeah. I think they might do that, yeah. Now, Fred, the Leaf season wrapped up last night, and we're out of the playoffs once again. Nice little push there at the end. But had they done something that they were supposed to do at the beginning of the season, and that is win a few more games, they wouldn't find themselves in this mess to scramble at the end. Do you think next year Ron Wilson might be able to get them to actually step up and win a few more if he still has the job next year? And then maybe you can coast into the playoffs instead of always fighting tooth and nail to the last game?
Craigie,
sorry.
I can't answer that question. I mean, seriously. I mean, how often have they done this? They've done this several times over the past
probably
2 years.
3-4 years in a row now, it seems.
Oh, you know, like in 07, what, they got knocked out on the final day, not even playing, they were in, and then the Islanders won a shootout or something, knocked them out, and I can't even remember last year. So, I mean, I can't answer that question. All I can say is that it seems that once and for all under Brian Burke, they actually do have a system. And let's not forget, pretty well since the new year, I think they had the third or fourth best record in the NHL, so that's all promising. But again, you got to get through the heads of these guys that a game in November is just as important as a game in April. It's that simple. You got to come out of the gate strong, or you continuously find yourself in this situation. Now, from what I've seen and what I think Brian Burke's going to do in the offseason, he'll tinker some more. Yeah, I think this team will probably have the parts to make the playoffs next year. But we're talking Leafs. Who knows?
Right. It does seem as though they've settled in on James Reimer to be their number one goaltender, and he's looked fine during the stretch run.
Well, I'll tell you, last night he was an acrobat. It was sad to see him lose that game in a shootout, but yeah, he's just a wonderful, wonderful person and a great little hockey player. So hopefully it's just not one of those flash-in-the-pan things that, again, Leaf fans have seen many times over the year, over the years. But the playoffs should be interesting this year. I don't know, fellas, is there one clear-cut team for the Stanley Cup? I can't pick one.
The only team that I would pick is Vancouver.
But look at their history.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's the only thing that I would give Vancouver as a different Vancouver is that this year they finally realized that Roberto Luongo can't play 81 out of 82 games in the year and then play in the playoffs. So he seems well-rested and healthy, and Roberto Luongo is probably the best goaltender that's going to be in the playoffs, East or West.
Well, I'm, as of, next Wednesday night, I become a Canuck fan.
Mm-hmm.
Unless, of course, the Flames make it. Or were they knocked out last night? I don't even know.
No, I think they're still in, but I think it's very slim.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be, I'll become a Canuck fan and a Flame fan. And, that'll be my focus in the playoffs. And, oh, I shouldn't say that. I'll also be a fan of whoever plays the Habs.
All right, Freddie. Now, you get yourself to Hab Fanistan, just like Anderson Cooper, and you keep an eye on the situation, all right?
Yeah. Have you ever been to some of those peeler bars there in your Hab Fanistan?
They are nice, aren't they?
Give them that.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yes, there are some good things in Hab Fanistan. It's just the the Hab fans that bring it down all the time. Always a pleasure, Freddie. We continue to read CanadianThinker.com.
Loving you.